Paramatthiyam, 23, verse number 1. Gospel according to Matthew in our Bible reading, number 260. The Pharisees are being denounced by Jesus Christ himself, the Son of God. Demonism in religion. That's the title of this message. Demonism in religion. Then Jesus spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have seated themselves in the chair of Moses." They have written the Babylonian Talmud and the Mishnah and the Jerusalem Talmud in the future, and the Kabbalah. And all this reinterprets the Bible, reinterprets what Moses said. They have set themselves in the chair of Moses. Therefore, all that they tell you, do and observe, but do not according to their deeds, their works. For they say things and do not do them. And they tie up heavy loads and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves are unwilling to move them with as much as one little finger. They were lawmakers. In America today, we have lawmakers. They're supposed to be law observers and law enforcers, but we got lawmakers inventing brand new laws like they did back in Moses' writings. They took the writings of Moses and made them more strict than anything else. Look at all the things. You couldn't walk across the grass on the Sabbath. You might sow seed. You couldn't eat an egg that was laid on the Sabbath. All of this, you didn't find that in the law of Moses. This is their interpretations of it. The ideas today in the administration that's up there occupying the White House in Washington, D.C. is unbelievable. It's irrational, hellish, and ungodly. God haters. Therefore, all that they do and tell you, observe, but do not do as they do. They tie up heavy loads and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves are unwilling to move them with as much as a little finger. Look at all the lawmakers up there right now wanting to tax everybody real heavy for their pet schemes. They had their pet doctrines back in, and we got the pet schemes up there in Washington, D.C., the pet schemes. America is revolting. They are objecting. Democrats are becoming Republicans. They're so sick of the system. And that's what's going on back here now. But they do all their deeds to be noticed by men, for they broaden their phylacteries and lengthen the tassels of their garments. These are their genealogies. They'll stand up there and tell you, well, we just want everybody to pay their share, fair taxes. Yet they don't. They hide their money. They hide it in firms and LAC, limited liability corporations that mean nothing except some way to hide money. They don't want to give up all their millions. And there's on both sides of this of the fence too, people. And they love the place of honor in the banquets and the chief seats in the synagogues. Egocentric people. Respectful greetings in the marketplaces and being called men by men rabbi, master teacher, doctor. But they do not be called rabbi, for one is our teacher, and you are all brothers. We're all the same people. And if you do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father and he who is in heaven. Here we have the Catholic Church denounced right there. All of their fathers. Father this and father that and father whatever. all the fathers. You don't call anybody father upon the earth because you only have one father in heaven. I had a Catholic one time. He thought he was smart. He said, well, you can call him padre instead of father. I said, the same thing. Oh, yeah. I didn't know you'd catch that. I said, yeah, well, he's just the guy. He's a guy doing occupying the position that Jesus Christ only occupies. And do not be called leaders, for one is your leader, that is Christ. It's him, me, he said. But the greatest among you shall be your servant. Was Christ our servant? Was Christ our goel? Was he our kinsman redeemer? Did he live and die and suffer for us so we wouldn't have to suffer eternal hell? He took our place. Whoever exalts himself shall be humbled, and whoever humbles himself shall be exalted. Woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites, because you shut off the kingdom of heaven from men. You do not enter in it yourselves, nor will you allow those who are entering in it to go. Those people, remember, look at Paul the Apostle now. Paul the Apostle, this was after this period of time, 30 years or more. The Apostle Paul was out killing Christians. And then the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to him on the road to Damascus, and Jesus spoke to him. Paul spoke back and he said, who are you? And he said, Jesus, whom you persecute. He said, oh Lord. He said, go to the house over there in Damascus, and he'll tell you what you ought to do now. And from then on, Apostle Paul tried to do the will of God himself. He wasn't one of the demonized ones in religion. He was a worker of God, not a worker of Satan. I tell you what, these people put themselves right in the hands of Satan himself when they killed the Son of God. Mm-hmm. Demonism and religion. It's still there today, people. Demonism is still in religion today. Look at Islam. Look at Catholicism. Look at Jehovah's Witness. Look at Mormonism. And people don't even know the difference. They all believe in God. But who is God? That's the question. Who is Jesus Christ? The whole thing is, who is Jesus? If you don't get him right, you just don't get to go to heaven. Simple as that. You can believe in God, but Jesus is God. Jesus is God in flesh. John 1:14, Kaiho Logar Sarksaganato. And the Word, the Jehovah, became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. No one has seen God at any time, verse 7 or 18, but the only begotten God, the one being in the bosom of the Father, that one has led himself out. Just like in John 1:14, it says, for the Word, for the Jehovah flesh he became. And the Word is in the middle voice. God brought himself into the world, to the seed of the woman, that he might redeem us. Woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites, because you devour widows' houses. Even while for a pretense you make long prayers, therefore you shall receive greater condemnation. I have been plagued in my life by wicked people. My little daughter had to go to court for 12, 13 years, I guess. All over the time to try to protect her life. And I saw wicked judges and wicked lawyers down there, and I said, I'm going to tell you something, people. You're going to answer to God. You're going to have greater judgment than any man on this earth because you make the laws. God will bring you down. You're in a place of authority. You better take it seriously because God puts you there. And when you do wrong, you will answer double for it. I told one of them lawyers one time, I said, you know what it says in the Bible? I said, it's better if you took a great big millstone, tied it around your scrawny neck, and went out in the depths of the ocean and jumped off and drug into the bottom of it rather than to harm one of these little children. Well, make him not say that. Make him not say that. I said, that's what God said. Woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites, because you've shut off the kingdom of heaven from men who do not enter yourselves. You do not allow those who are entering in. Woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites, because you devour widows' houses. You tax the little widows. You tax the widows. And some of those widows had children that were Pharisees, and they wouldn't support them because they said, carbon, carbon, carbon. I dedicated what I have to the Lord, so I can't help you, Mama. I can't help you, Mama. You'll just have to starve. Get on the side of the road and beg. And the woman nursed them and raised them up, and they turned them into religious demons. Even while for pretense you make long prayers, therefore you shall receive a greater condemnation. Woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites, because you travel about on sea and land to make one proselyte, one convert. And when he becomes one, you make him twice as much the son of hell as yourselves. I think about these Mormons going from door to door. I think about the Jehovah's Witnesses going from door to door, and this so perfectly fits them. I've always studied the Bible a lot. Is that right, Marilyn? When I go out someplace, many times I'm writing. If I go to the doctor's office, I'm writing, I'm reading, I'm doing all kinds of things. And I was writing Greek in a restaurant in Bakersfield one time. I lived up here, but I went down there and visited with my mother. And this is my mother's friend was there, and I was writing Greek. And she said, what do you do that for? I said, that's the infallible Word of God. Well, how is it that way? I said, you know language, don't you? And she said, yes. I said, okay, I'm going to let you translate this for me. So I went to John 1:1. She was a Jehovah's Witness now. Jehovah's Witnesses don't believe who Jesus really is. He's a God, a created God. Jesus is God. I went to John 1:1, NRK, Ein Ho Logos, Kai Ho Logos, Ein Pros Ton Theon, Kai Theos, Ein Ho Logos. And I wrote it down, and I wrote all the grammar down. I didn't say what it was. I wrote the grammar down. And I had her translate it for me. And she translated it correctly. I said, that's a predicate nominative there in the last verse, sentence. And there's three sentences in that verse, tied together by conjunctions. And I let her do that. And when she saw that, her eyes got big. And she said, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. It says, in beginning kept on being the Jehovah. And the Jehovah kept on being encircled for part of the Godhead because the Jehovah, the Word, kept on being God. And I said, that's a predicate nominative. This person over here is absolutely equal number, gender, and case to that one. Yeah, okay. And she translated it correctly. And then she liked to choke. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I said, but what does the Bible say? What does the Bible say? I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. Of the three generations, I'm Jehovah's Witness. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I said, well, you asked me why I studied the Bible. And I said, now you know. I'm not a Jehovah's Witness because I studied the Bible. Well, she just went off. She never forgot that. She never forgot it. I'm sure she has gone on to her happy reward today. She's not in the kingdom. And yet she went to people's houses trying to teach them the opposite of God's Word. And when she was confronted with the truth, she wouldn't have it. Because she didn't want to believe it. These people didn't want to believe Jesus is the Son of God. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, whoever swears by the temple, that is nothing, but whosoever swears by the gold of the temple, he is obligated. This is a Corban. This is the wealth of the temple. Mincing words. oral law, the Talmud, the Mishnah. The Mishnah and the Talmud, they made more astute and strong and perfect than the Word of God. They twisted the Word of God. The Mormons twist the Word of God. The Catholic churches twist the Word of God. If you're a Catholic, if you read the Bible, you wouldn't be a Catholic. If you're a Mormon and really read the Bible, besides the Book of Mormon and Pearl of Great Price and Doctrines and Covenants and all that baloney, and the Book of Mormon, which is a joke, scientifically it's wrong, but these people believe that. And now the church over there in Salt Lake City, they say, well, we know that Joseph Smith was a crook and a con man and a thief and a liar and a adulterer and all of that, but our religion is wonderful. But to them, each man is God. We are gods, according to them. And God is nothing but an exalted man. That's blasphemy, people. That's the wrong God. You can't get to heaven with that God. But they say we have a good religion. It keeps our families together, blah, blah, blah. Well, you go over there in Mormon, and the polygamy area is there, and you'll find one Mormon with five or six women living in all different places. And one of them he's married to, but the other ones are concubines, and they are on welfare with all of their kids. And then they go along picking up all those welfare checks and make sure that they have Medicare and make sure that they have food stamps and all of that. But they're supporting this situation along with the Muslim world, same way in America. We're supporting the Muslim and all their wives. They can have four legal wives and all the concubines they can afford. And you see them going into these stores and in Bakersfield area. They got these shopping carts full of milk and full of orange juice and full of this and full of that and all these food stamps. And some guy, he's standing in the background. These are all his wives going through the check stamps. He's handing them out food stamps. You've seen that, haven't you, Marilyn? Mm-hmm. Can you let them know you can hear them? Have you seen it?
I have seen it, and they've been pushy.
Yes.
Pushy out of the way.
Yeah. Woe to you, scribes, hypocrites, because you travel sea and land and make proselytes and make them two times the sons of hell than yourselves. Woe to you who say you swear by the temple, and you fools and blind men. Which is more important, the gold of the temple that sanctified the gold? The temple sanctified the gold. The gold didn't sanctify the temple. Whoever swears by the altar, that is nothing, but whosoever swears by the offering upon it is obligated. You blind men, which is more important, the offering or the altar that sanctifies the offering? Bad interpretation. Jesus is reinterpreting the Mishnah and the Talmud for them, but they don't want to hear it. Therefore, who swears both by the altar and everything on it. And he swears by the temple, swears both by the temple and by him who dwells within it. That's God. He who swears by heaven swears both by the throne of God and by him who sits upon it. Damnation, damnation, damnation. Damnation to demonism and religion. Damnation to it. We'll quit right there for this message and start on verse number 23 for the next one. If you're out there and hooked up with Mormonism, Jehovah's Witnesses, you probably wouldn't be listening to this anyway, but maybe you could. Maybe you're an Islam. Maybe you heard that the Bible is corrupted. You can't believe it. The corrupted Bible is called the Quran. The Quran. That's the corrupted Bible. The Word of God is perfect. I used to go and eat in this Muslim restaurant, and I'd be out studying Greek or Hebrew or whatever it was, and he'd come up and he said, the Bible's corrupted. The Bible's corrupted. I tell him, the Bible's perfect. Tense, mode, and voice. In every way, historically, scientifically accurate. The Quran is a facade. Well, I didn't tell him that much. I was just trying to deal with him little bit by little bit by little bit. But he wouldn't have it. He wouldn't have it. Well, he went his way. His children, he led his children to go that way. When you raise your children in the Catholic Church, you're damning them. When you raise them in Mormonism, you're damning them. When you raise them in Jehovah's Witness, you're damning them. Leave those hellish religions. Leave Islam. Follow God. God, the God of the Bible, the one and only true God, who sent forth His Son to come into the world to bear your sins. You don't have to work your way to heaven, people. Jesus Christ did it all for you. If you only claim it, if you only look to Him, if you only repent, if you only say, God, forgive me a sinner, thank you for what you did for me. All these people aren't thankful to God for salvation because they think they're getting there on their own. They're not. Not getting there on their own. Muhammad, if he really existed in the writings of the Quran, I've read it all. I've read the hadiths, I've read those things, the surahs. What they're trying to do is replace Jesus Christ with Muhammad. Muhammad will get you to hell. Jesus will get you to heaven. The Catholic priest will get you to hell. Jesus will get you to heaven. Mary of the Catholic Church will get you to hell. Not to heaven, but her son, Jesus Christ, will get you to heaven. Charles Taze Russell, Judge Rutherford, and the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society will get you to hell. Jesus will get you to heaven. Joseph Smith and Brigham Young and etc., etc., they will get you to hell. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only God, will get you to heaven. Our Father, we send this message out for your honor and glory. Please use it. Please, wherever it goes, touch hearts. And I pray that people out there in these false religions will listen to this and somehow believe in you and come screaming for mercy and love that is there all the time for them. Father, please forgive me where I fail you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.